Okay, Thursday morning, time to head over to our colleagues at Deutsche Welle in Germany. Isaac Bonner will be joining us shortly. Don't forget your WhatsApp messages, of course, on 0725671567. Your calls anytime on 021-446-0567. Now, Germany will resume cooperation with UNRWA, the United Nations Agency for Palestine Refugees in Gaza. Several countries, Germany being one of them, temporarily halted their funding during an investigation into the agency's staff. Israel accused dozens of the agency's employees. At about the same time, South Africa went to the ICJ of being involved in the October 7 terror attacks. The recent investigation says that Israel has not provided evidence that certain UNRWA, UNRWA, employers were members of terrorist organizations. Let's start there, Isaac. Welcome. Is Germany now satisfied that those allegations were false?
Well, to begin with, according to the development minister, Svenja Schulze, there are two important elements from the statement she made yesterday. I mean, the first part is that Germany believes the agency, UNRWA, is doing a good job in the region. And the second element is that Germany believes the agency should be separated from Hamas and is not part of Hamas, to be so clear. And so those are two elements that explain why Germany has announced that it will resume the cooperation with UNRWA. However, in a separate statement, the German government announced that it is very important that the agency implements recommendations that were made in that report, and that the agency will staff the organization UNRWA, like you mentioned at the start, by other international UN employees or by some international employees, and also improving certain mechanisms, both externally and internally. So there's that element of staffing, ideally that it shouldn't be only the people in Gaza or Palestinians, if you will, but also other international UN employees from, let's say, from other countries, so that that kind of suspicion, you know, is this.
Gotcha. So the suspension of funding for the United Nations Agency for Palestine Refugees in Gaza was a major blow for the agency and the people who depended on it. Will the restoration of support maybe help relieve that humanitarian crisis that we are reading of in Gaza at this moment in time?
Yes, I mean, of course, there are other countries like Australia, Canada, Sweden and Japan, apart from Germany, that are resuming or restoring the support to help the people in Gaza. But to be specific, like from the German government, they stress that the short-term funding for the agency is secured with the funds that are already available. I mean, they're yet to commit themselves to new funds, and that the German government stressed that it took seriously the allegations against the agency, and in fact, it also pointed out that they discussed the resumption of this kind of aid, not only with the Israeli government, but also with the UN and other countries. And by the way, it's important to stress, also to underline, that Germany is not the only country that has decided to resume this support with the agency, because from the pictures that people are seeing on television every day or from radio, I mean, many people are stressed by the images that they see. Most of them are graphic.
Yeah.
And that's why some countries, like I mentioned, Germany, Australia, Canada, Sweden and Japan are saying, we're going to resume funding, but also, I mean, you should be ready to implement the recommendations that came out of the independent investigation.
Yeah,
let's go. I mean, it's a kind of relief.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Let's go to that independent investigation. We concluded that while UNRWA has robust measures to ensure neutrality, there are still neutrality issues. How has UNRWA reacted to that investigation? Mm.
Well, we spoke to the spokesperson of the agency, that is the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA. His name is Jonathan Fowler. And he said they take fully on board the outcome of the investigation. They've been looking forward to it. And in fact, they emphasized that they had called for an independent review. They had asked for it, you know, before the allegations against a dozen of their staff even emerged. So, I mean, the agency says they're aware that they need to do, because over the years they've faced a number of allegations against, you know, the neutrality of their staff, and they say they're going to work on an action plan to take on board various recommendations. I mean, you can clearly see that they really want this funding because the situation remains dire. And you can also imagine an organization with 30,000 people functioning from a very politicized context, which of course has always been flagged. And that's why for the agency itself, they say they're going to make an action plan as of yesterday, so that they get this much needed funding. And they hope also the U.S. comes on board after many countries have kind of resumed or are going to resume the funding for the agency.
Yeah, I was really impressed with UNRWA leadership and their response to the many challenges that they've had in the past couple of months. But thank you for that, Isaac Mugabe, Deutsche Welle correspondent. It's a regular interaction with our colleagues in Bonn at 10 o'clock on a Thursday. On a Friday after 10 o'clock, we go to our Deutsche Welle colleagues in Berlin as well, just to get a view through their lens of the world, I guess, nearly quarter past 10.